At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Andy Bunker, glad to have you back in the house. Appreciate Abe and everything for yesterday. As you know, we talked about how beautiful of, you know, a year was older in marriage. Baby girl a year older in life.
Yeah.
Just all on the same day, huh?
On the same day.
She just came. I still believe she did it on purpose.
Absolutely.
Yes, I do believe that.
And the older she gets, the more I believe that.
Yes.
Like, because what's hers is hers.
Yes.
And she just decided, you know what? Your anniversary is not going to be your anniversary anymore.
I want to come into the world.
Which is like, you know, of the day yesterday, if you split it into 100%, I would say 85% of it was Lily's birthday, and then 15% of it was our anniversary.
Yes.
There was like a brief mention of like, oh yeah, you know, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
My gift hasn't gotten here yet, you know. She like showed me a picture of it, you know. It's like, oh, it'll be here Wednesday.
Right.
That's where we're at as far as that goes, which
all
is fine.
That's all right.
Yeah, celebrate the birthday of the young lady. They had the day off yesterday, and a digital learning.
Yeah, digital learning already.
Which they didn't learn anything digitally. They sent them home with a packet, which is not digital, but that's fine. Whatever. We're in the real homework era now.
Which,
cool.
Yeah.
It's like very much stuff that I can do, kind of, although some of it's in Spanish. So it's all right, what's Azul? That's okay, I know that one.
Green,
all
right?
That's red, blue.
Blue, okay.
Then we got Verde.
That's purple.
No, that's green.
Okay.
And then you got, then there's other ones. And I don't know all the other ones.
Rojo,
that's red.
Yeah,
you got
red.
That one. But yeah, anyway. But it's fun. We had a good day yesterday celebrating all that. August 18th is always a big day at our house. And I'm totally convinced that she was in there because she was due on the 17th, and she was like, nah, you know what? I'll just wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till the 18th.
Yeah.
They seem to enjoy that. We had one anniversary was ours. One. We got married, right? Celebrated our first anniversary, and on our second anniversary, she was born.
Yeah, man.
And since that day, it's been hers.
Yeah, man.
So,
I mean, just why don't y'all move y'all anniversary?
We kind of do.
Right.
Like, we just celebrate our dating anniversary, which is October 2nd. Mm. So we kind of do. We'll probably go on a date that night instead.
The fact that y'all remember that. I wish I could. She knows it.
Gotta remember all of this.
She knows it, but I just.
No small moments, Randy.
Yeah, I forget all that, man.
No small moments.
I forget all that, man. But yeah, congratulations and everything like that, brother. It's such a big deal. And, you know, as we get closer and closer, because this wait period of football, it stinks. It does. It really, really sucks. Last night, the game was on. Joe Burrow's so damn good.
Yep.
Joe Burrow is so damn good, Bunk, that he made the twos. They took his starting receivers out, and he still threw touchdowns.
He did. I would say maybe they are good now.
Yeah.
Maybe because Joe Burrow almost got killed a couple times.
Well, that's his
last
fault.
Night. No,
that's
it was. It was absolutely his fault.
Yes.
So I think we're good on that one. I think we know Joe's good. Three touchdowns, whatever it was in the compiled two games. I think they know who the starter is in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
We found out who the starter is in Indy this morning. It's going to be Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
You know how bad you have to be a top five draft pick
and lose your job
third
Daniel
year?
Daniel Jones was number six overall.
Yeah.
He's a top 10 draft pick.
Right. But he's obviously in a different part of his career now. It's crazy. It's a bad situation. Is that now a spot that is teetering on the verge of Kirk Cousins' potential territory?
No. I mean,
Daniel Jones gets hurt all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I think the biggest thing when I was just reading stuff up on it, they did come out and say if he does not win, talking about Anthony Richardson, if he does not win the quarterback competition, does not mean he's not a part of their future. No, he's done. Because what's going to happen is that Shane's going to be fired, Ballard's going to be fired, they're going to bring a new regime in, and then they're going to draft them a quarterback who they want.
Right.
So this is like, you know how I feel about Shane. We know Shane since he was a damn GA. Your job is on the line, and you have Daniel Jones as your quarterback.
They took a big swing on Anthony Richardson.
Where the hell is Jonathan Taylor at?
A couple of years ago. Hurt.
I thought about that this morning. Where the hell has he been
at? I think
at?
He's supposed to be fine. He's supposed to be fine.
How the hell has he been at?
But he's been hurt.
Yeah, that's what remember he wanted that money and everything, and got his contract. Where the hell has he been at?
When healthy, he's been fantastic.
Yeah,
it seems like it's been a couple of years now since then.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they took a big swing on an unproven quarterback, and it has failed miserably.
Yeah, man.
And now Daniel Jones has to save their jobs. And Daniel Jones gets hurt a lot, too.
Yes.
That's why we said last week we were talking about the worst quarterback situations in the NFL.
They're up there.
I'm not sure that Joe Flacco starting for your team isn't better than Daniel Jones starting for
your
team.
Me either.
Neither's good.
I'm right there with you, man. And it's one of those things where you would think you want Anthony Richardson because is he a backup guy? Because one thing he needs more than anything is reps.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make sense to have Anthony Richardson be your backup.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So call somebody. See if somebody want him. Is this somebody could sit him down and let him develop or something like that? Like, nah, that wouldn't be good. I was like if I'm Seattle, they got Jalen Milroe.
They got Milroe. They got Drew Locke, too.
Yeah, so you don't need,
and Darnold,
because
obviously.
Right now he's a development player right now, and they needed to develop him. They knew they needed to develop him.
Right.
Everybody knew when they took him number four overall that they needed to develop him.
And that's why him being injured is such a, the last couple of years is such a big deal, because the only way he was going to develop was to play.
Yes.
You can't develop. There's no minor league in the NFL. There's no place for him to go. There's no G League. There's nowhere he can go and get reps. If he's not the starter for the team day one, then he's not going to get reps once the season starts.
Yep.
And so it's tough. I mean, and again, that's why it's so dicey to draft a quarterback out of college. How many games did he start in college?
13 or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing with Trubisky years ago. Like, and I guess there's examples of guys starting that few games and doing well, too.
The reason Mark Sanchez did good because of the surrounding parts. They had a top-flight defense. And he ran the hell out of the football.
But he had started quite a few games at USC. Only
one
year. It was only one year.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Like they had a plan for it.
Right.
You know, they just didn't have the plan for him or for Mitchell Trubisky or somebody like that. So, yeah.
But also, it's not like that worked.
Yeah.
Like if Mark Sanchez is your test case for success, your test sucks.
But I'm just saying, you think about the team success. I always go by team success.
Of course.
Back-to-back AFC championship games.
Right. But as soon as the best defense in the world came back to earth.
Then Mark Sanchez became Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, then you saw him.
He running in the asses and, and everything like that.
Like the highlight of his career is the butt fumble.
Yes.
Like that's who we're talking about. Being the test case for this. You know what I mean? Like Cam Newton started 13 games.
Even he was.
Cam Newton went on to be the MVP of the NFL.
Even he, when they drafted Mark Sanchez, everyone was like, really?
Right. Even Pete Carroll.
Yeah, Pete Carroll was like.
Was the coach at USC. He was like, I don't know. I think he should probably come back for another year.
Yeah, I was like, really? Number six overall. It might be higher than that. Mark Sanchez, huh?
Yeah.
So you had the generational arm and Matt Stafford, and then there's Mark Sanchez. Okay.
Stafford's in an interesting situation in Rams camp as well.
It's just all of
that he can't be on the field.
We mentioned him about that yesterday. He's got his biggest thing is that back is not going to get better. It's all about pain management, and they'll manage it game day pain, but it's everything else. And also, I was curious about it. I'm anxious to see how what word comes out today, because yesterday was his first full practice. How do you feel this morning when he woke up? Because the back ain't going to get no better.
If this is what you have to do to get him to practice, though,
yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
we're 3 weeks away from the season.
Yeah.
And he's getting epidurals so he can throw some footballs in practice.
Yeah, man. I mean, and that's the thing, you know, playing as long as I play, I had teammates like that. They couldn't practice.
Yeah.
Because there was so much pain. And come Sunday, you'd be like a new man. And it ain't just Turdall, because I always say this about the Turdall shot. The Turdall shot, it helps you with what you have. It don't help you with what you get. Because I got plenty of Turdall shots, feeling good and all that. Sure. And they'll go out there and damn dislocate a damn finger. That damn Turdall to take that damn pain away. So, you know, it's
it'll get you to kickoff.
It'll get you to kickoff now.
What happens after kickoff?
Kickoff, you're on your own now, again. But it might, yeah.
But then also the Turdall wears off later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll get you to like.
And then what got you to kickoff is back.
It'll get you to Monday night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It'll get you to Monday night. Wake up Tuesday with that day off.
All that to say, like, that's a pretty tough situation there, too. And, you know, they've got, you know, Stetson Bennett played really well the mm-hmm. other night. That was really fun. I don't know.
I don't know if that's a viable option. I think they'll go with Jimmy G.
Jimmy G is there, too, but he always gets hurt.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, kind of looking at it from the lens of Atlanta, we know who the starter is here. As long as Penix is healthy, then we feel pretty good about what's going on the offense. You still kind of think about, all right, is there a market for Kirk Cousins? Not right now, but some of this stuff's starting to get a little shaky.
Mm-hmm.
Indy shaky.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams are
like
shaky.
Like booty meat.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And more to come, too, probably. I mean, it's the NFL. Once we get into the real stuff in September, you know, it just is.
What's left? What job is left?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm just trying to think. Is there no, because I mean, Joe Flacco was named yesterday. Obviously, this Daniel Jones thing. So
yeah,
I'm pretty sure Jackson Dart's been playing good, but they say Russ is going to be
repeatedly. Russell Wilson's going to be the starter.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, and that's back to your original point of this period of time feels like it takes a long time. I bet it doesn't feel like it's taking a long time in Indy.
No.
Because they've had a quarterback competition.
Yeah.
I bet Browns fans feel like every single day is a frenzy. And they finally announced that Flacco's going to be their starter.
But I like
it's
how they did.
It's boring here because we know.
I like how they didn't release the rest of the depth chart for Cleveland. I love it.
Sure.
He's a starter.
Yeah.
Who's number two? I haven't thought that far yet.
We're not sure yet. And maybe they're not. Like, they got to let those other guys, you know, Dylan Gabriel got the start over the weekend. Looked okay till he didn't. Shadur got the start the time before, looked pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
It's going to be a weird situation.
Who the Browns' backup quarterback is, though, and this is just a PSA for all of us, you don't have to care.
Mm-mm.
It's the Browns' backup.
But it is.
But it's
interesting because of the four quarterbacks.
Yeah. Kind of.
To me, it is.
Okay.
To me, it is. Because you're like,
in
okay.
In the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay. Because I say yesterday, they're going to keep all four. Kenny Pickett's going to be the backup. But
okay.
Then I'm like, what does that serve? What purpose does that serve? We know what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett being the backup in Cleveland, that's not interesting.
No.
Right?
No. Like, to me, it is, because I'm interested in the whole situation of the four quarterbacks.
Okay.
And how they do it, because they have a situation.
It's only because of Shadur, right?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's interesting.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. But they have a situation where they got to figure out what they have. And then you look at it from the standpoint of this. I keep saying this. Kevin Stefanski is going to probably get fired, even if they suck.
Mm-hmm.
So he got to put it in a situation where I got to put the best guy here for me. I know y'all might want to see these young guys, and just in case we got the two ones, we got to pick a quarterback next year. But I might lose my damn job. So I'm going with Joe. I'm going with Joe as long as Joe holds up. And I give Joe a good four weeks.
Yeah, Joe's got September.
Yeah, I give Joe 4 weeks.
So then they got to have somebody ready by October.
Yeah, yes. Somebody's got to be ready. Got to give Joe four.
We've seen Kenny Pickett be the quarterback.
Well, I'm not wanting to see him.
Yeah, so the other two, all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it feels long because what's happening here, you know the answers.
Now, they're not going to play him.
There's a couple things in the Falcons world that are not great. Like, it'd be awesome if Jalen Walker didn't get hurt every week.
Yeah, but that'd be cool. That's probably the number one thing to me.
I'd prefer that.
It's not good.
Stop.
Not panicking.
No, not good. There's a lot of time before football happens, but it's just, you know, in the world of preference.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I prefer the number one draft pick to not get hurt every week.
Yes.
And have to miss Brett. An abundance of caution and Jalen Walker have been in the same sentence
for about a month.
A month.
Yes.
I'm about ready for that to be done with. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here. A lot of that we just talked about was. There's a lot more too. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.